The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys.
Well, honey, we're back on opposite coasts.
I know. I don't like when I leave you.
I don't like when I leave you either. It was just yesterday afternoon we flew away from
Chicago.
Illinois.
Schaumburg.
Yeah, I mean,
so we should
whether
probably...
it was Chicago or not was debatable. Actually, I have a great icebreaker, and I told you I wasn't going to discuss it with you until we actually got on the air, because our friendship is now entirely, it lives either on network television or on our podcast. But I heard some really horrific news today on the radio in the car, because I'm mommy and I like to listen to the radio, especially talk radio. So do you remember when we were little and like the big fear about Halloween candy was that there was going to be glass in it?
Oh, yeah. My mom would be so freaked out about that.
Oh, yeah. Like, my mom searched through every single Tootsie Roll or Clark Bar.
Yeah,
or...
you weren't allowed to touch any of it until you got home.
Tara, don't even look at that.
Mommy hates it.
But I heard on the radio today that apparently this year the big scare is that there will be marijuana-laced candy.
I mean, that sounds better than glass.
I think it's better than glass, but do we really need a bunch of stoned 6-year-olds wandering the streets with pillowcases full of candy?
Probably not. How do you get that in there? How did they do that in the first place? Like the pot brownies? It makes sense.
I don't know. It's a small like basil Tootsie or Roll. An herb. I suppose it's just like an herb you sprinkle on. Like, oh, I'd love dill.
You sprinkle
I love
it on the Tootsie Roll?
Mary
no,
Jane
they probably they have to inject it somehow.
You would think so. I mean, you can't
just like
sprinkle
it onto
a chocolate
like
bar.
A brownie.
You know what? But when you think about it, that's like an entire like sweatshop of people just kind of sitting there with syringes filled with marijuana water, you know,
shooting
injecting
it
Tootsie
into
Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls.
For what purpose? They're not
into
making any money off of it.
Pot Skittles.
Like, I don't understand. But anyway, that was really terrifying for mommy when I heard that on the radio today.
Now, I know we don't speak off air because we don't want to give away too much. But before we started, you were telling me a story when I said, Johnny, stop and just wait for it. Can you please continue with your road rage story from this morning?
Okay, so everyone, I didn't drive for like a week and a half. I was in Los Angeles and we were moving and shaking, and I took Ubers or my manager drove me around everywhere. Car services, you know, super fancy. And then we got to Chicago for Skate America this past weekend, our first big commentary gig of the season. And, we don't drive. We don't do it. We barely walk. And I got home and I had like a million things to do this morning. I'm having trouble with the alignment of my blade on my own personal skates. And I've got a big show next Monday. I'm not in shape. Like, I'm just freaking out, running all over, grocery shopping, getting like piddle pads for the puppy. And, you know, having a moment. And I hadn't driven for a while. So I definitely am not a slow driver. I'm a cautious one at best. But there was a woman that kept, like, speeding up, like, basically sitting on my bumper. She could almost pick, like, the salad from 3 days ago out of my back teeth. That's how close she was. Then she'd slow down and speed up, but she wouldn't go around me. And I was, like, going a solid, like, at least 70 in a 25. Like, I was killing it. And not really. But, you know, then we got to a stop sign. And sometimes, like, a little bit of my father comes out in me where I just, like, I can't handle the stupidity of other people. And I looked back first to make sure it wasn't anybody that was going to, like, punch my lights out. It was a middle-aged woman in a minivan. And you know how we love a minivan, and we usually are really sympathetic to a minivan.
I mean, I love a minivan. We've had them.
So we get to a stoplight, and I knew from prior experience that it was a long one. So I got out of the car, and I walk around to her window, and I was like, ma'am, you are making me so nervous. You can go around. Like, you need to calm the F down. Because I dropped the F bomb, but for, you know, we have kids that listen to this, I think. So I'm not going to say the F word, but you need to calm the F down. I'm very stressed out and you're making me nervous. And she didn't do anything. I think she was just so shocked at this, like, you know, for
what were
where
you wearing?
I live, I'm essentially
were
a
you
drag
just
queen.
In it?
But I mean, I'm in skating tights because I just came from the rink. I had a big like vest on, obviously like John Lennon round sunglasses. And like pretty much I'm RuPaul in my neck of the woods. So like there's this just creature screaming at this woman, her mouth dropped open. And then as soon as we pulled off, she passed me, thank God. But like I just, after a big trip, I have no time for that kind of shenanigan from a civilian.
Oh God, I would have loved to have been there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Should we take it back a step, though, and talk about our weekend together in Schaumburg?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I wanted to congratulate you because we got far fewer hate messages from our two broadcasts over the week on NBC Sports.
That's true.
Than we usually do. Like, we really, you know, when people stop writing hate messages, I think it's a good thing.
I mean, that is a great thing. I guess we didn't offend too many people this weekend.
Well, there was a questionable woman that popped up on Twitter. And I can't remember if it was our joint
Twitter.
Well,
you might have said that last night, and I might have almost spit out my wine at Hillstone.
Well, I mean, her eyebrows were just ridiculous. But she was like, you guys need to, like, there was a certain skater who was having issues with, you know, she got into the press moment, and she was talking about her weight and her issues she was having. And, you know, she didn't skate well, so Tara and I had to tell it like it was. That's our job as commentators. We have to say, like, this girl did not skate very well. We love her, but she did not skate
right.
Well. But people, like, somehow pick on that one thing that you've said that was, like, probably the meanest thing that you said, and then that's all they hear.
Here,
is
yeah.
That you're just a douche.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this woman wrote us on Twitter and was just like, you need to stop breaking her down. It's not helping her with her mental issues at all. And, like, I was like, first of all, I don't think she has mental issues. She was very clear that she doesn't have mental issues. She's just not in shape yet. And diets have nothing really to do with confidence in my eyes. You diet and you do what you have to do for your work.
Exactly.
Boom. Drop the mic from mommy.
Oh, man. Well,
but,
anyway,
yeah,
we spent
a weekend.
Yeah, we were in Chicago, but we weren't in the actual city. We were, what, 45 minutes away in Schaumburg.
Yeah, I mean, we may as well have been in, you know, Todd Cap's town.
Well, Todd Cap came, which was awesome.
I love that he was there.
I know. I had a rough couple nights sleep in this Schaumburg hotel.
I think that doesn't have anything to do with where we were, though.
No, it does. You know why? Because they lied. I don't like when hotels lie on their thermostat. Okay, so I look, and I like to sleep in cold weather conditions.
Yes,
like
bundle up. In the duvet
I want
kind
to
of
feel
conditions.
Like I am in an igloo, and outside is very, very cold. How does that make sense?
Unclear on, actually. You know, it's fine.
Johnny, I'm having like one of those slow moments.
Well, it's I'm really tired too, but we're gonna
okay,
weather through
wait.
This podcast
okay,
because
so
the
anyway.
People are waiting for it.
All right. Well, anyway, point being, I like to sleep in the cold.
You love it when it's freezing and you can
freezing.
Snuggle under
like
a blanket.
63 to 64.
Like somewhere around 53.
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm
continue.
Good.
We've
good
gotten
at 22.
It. People know you like it when it's cold.
Yes.
Continue. What's the rest of the story?
Okay, so you go to the thermostat and I push down and it says 60. And you're like, well, it should be cold. And it's not because they lie to you and they do some tricky system that they probably unscrew that little vent and they make you think that you're turning on the air, but they don't want to do that. They don't want to pay for the air. So they keep it at, you know, a nice cool 89. And
you could grow tomatoes in your crotch.
And I was so hot all weekend. I like couldn't sleep. I'd wake up in like a ball of fire and I'd be like, Todd, turn it down. He's like, it's down. I don't know what else to do.
So, yeah, I mean, aside from that, I mean, and then we had a gentleman come in.
No, but I had night terrors from that. Oh, that was the point.
Yeah.
I think that I got so heated that I got anxious and then woke up screaming like a mad woman. And twice, Todd told me, and then was tossing and turning. And then I woke up with bear claw scratches on my back.
Wolverine
and,
scratch.
Yeah, I must have been so nervous. I must have, like, taken my nails, and I have no idea. I mean, it was very scary. I called my mother. I was like, do you think I'm okay?
You definitely were. I put Aquaphor on you when you were still wet.
No, but I just meant in general, why am I screaming and scratching myself? So anyways.
I mean, you screamed in Brazil, too, and that's really the last time that we stayed in, like, a hotel. and we were all together. Maybe you just miss me when we close the connecting door.
You know what I was thinking, though, Johnny? Like, what happens if this was happening when I first met Todd, and like the first night Todd slept over, I like woke up like just screech. I mean, he says I scream at the top of my lungs. I mean, you can hear me next door, but.
You woke me up.
How
because
terrifying.
I'm really attuned to your terror sounds.
Wouldn't that be just like terrible if that like happened our first night that we slept in the same bed?
I wonder what he would have thought. I mean, imagine if you'd peed the bed. Like,
oh,
that's
God.
Worse, I think, than screaming. At least everyone has bad dreams.
Right.
But if you're like in adult diapers by Depends, like that's a whole different story. But I mean, the gentleman came over. He was like, oh, one of the housekeeping ladies must have taken the air filter out to clean and not put it back in. And that's why it wasn't working. Because I'm always under the impression that like when something happens with the air conditioning, it's because you froze the tubes or something. There's like a huge glacier just kind of sitting on it. But yeah, there was no filter. That's why they were doing construction that first inexplicably they started like drilling and stuff at like
6:30 a.m.
Yeah, 6:30 a.m.
The
bar was under construction. I called down yesterday to help like just get my because, you know, a carpeted hallway is really tough when you have heavy luggage. I travel a lot and I should know better, but I'm an overpacker. I have so many heavy, big things in these suitcases. So I will get up to the counter. And no matter what class of travel I'm going in, I will always have to move things or like bend and squat and gather in the airport. It's so embarrassing. But with Raiden suitcases, you can actually weigh them through the app. You lift it via handle and it says,
and it gives you your pounds. The best thing for me is because for some reason I have just terrible luck of losing my bag. It doesn't keep track of where your bag is. But the great thing is if it's in a certain amount of
Within 150 feet.
150 feet, it will tell you, if you're sitting on the plane, it will tell you your bag is under the plane. Peace of mind.
Yeah. But something really important for us is that we love this brand. We reached out to them organically. We were like, Raiden, hey, we've seen these bags. We love them. How can we work together? But now what's really important to us, since we are sort of little brand ambassadors through the Tara and Johnny podcast, is that we want you guys to go directly to their website and to our special sort of, what is it, an HTML linky thing?
Exactly.
So it's www.raidensmart.com/T&J. Now, all that's spelled out, www.raidensmart.com/T&J. Hi, my name's Johnny, and I have a lot of luggage. So I called down to ask for one of those big carts, even if I had to man it myself. Like, I was ready to do that. I just needed a cart. And I was still in my nightgown, and I was still having a moment. I called down, and I waited for, like, 10 minutes, and then 20 minutes. And then, like, my episode of House of Cards was over, and I heard Todd Kapp finishing up in the shower in the adjoiner while you were getting hair and makeup done. And I was just like, really? I'm gonna huff and puff, and I'm going to scroll through that lobby. So you know what, hotel, thank you for absolutely zero of nothing. I hate them.
I mean, it was a fun weekend, though. I mean, Schaumburg is definitely an interesting spot.
Well, you know what's interesting about the Illinois sort of suburban life is that it all is just very flat. There's like a huge office park and
so many shopping centers, which are
like strip malls.
I mean, the shopping centers are really fun, though. I really enjoy being able to pass by, you know, a Bed Bath & Beyond, a Target, you know, a Walmart, a Kmart, a Trader Joe's outlet, 12 Starbucks,
bowling,
you know,
alleys.
Yankee Candle, all in one little spot where you can just park and just hop around all of them.
And Staples.
But we had a lot of fun with our Uber drivers this past weekend.
Well, I always have fun with my Uber drivers. We're never really in Ubers together that often. So
right.
You got to see me in my natural habitat. Like
we went to see Girl on a Train. We went to Cheesecake Factory. We have so much to talk about, Johnny. Yeah,
but we'll talk about it when we come back after the break because we've already filled up half of our show talking about
nothing.
So, guys, we'll be right back.
Make Halloween fun with one-stop shopping at Woolworth or Woolco for your Halloween needs. Costumes from $1.83 to $3.99, like $6 Million Man, Bionic Woman, Superheroes, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, and a new favorite for girls, Holly Hobby. You can get wrapped candies of every kind, bubblegum, lollipops, fun-size candy bars. Get this Halloween record, sounds to make you shiver, just $1.89. Make Halloween fun and easy. Make just one stop at Woolworth or Woolco.
And we're back. All right, J-Dog, what's happening?
All right, so we went to see, we got to Chicago a bit early. I got there a day before you, didn't I?
I know.
I went straight from L.A.
That's nice. What did you do in that hotel?
Well, I fled from L.A. because, like, I'd had enough of the West. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go be with my people in the Middle West.
Right.
And, you know, they're not my people. But anyway, I was like, okay, this is fun. So a year ago, I went on vacation. Well, not a vacation, I suppose, but a break in Chicago. And I love Chicago. It's a great city. But we weren't in Chicago.
Schaumburg.
So, Rorman.
Rorman. And there's a dealership there. Bob? Was it Bob Rorman?
Bob Rorman.
We were asking our Uber driver about the jingle for Rorman, and that is the jingle.
It's like a roar because his first name is Roar. I hope he sells some cars off of this. But anyway, there I was sitting alone in this hotel. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go visit Adelaide, which is a really like fun, sort of quirky fashion shop that I love in Old City in Chicago. And you know what? I was like, I'm just going to spend the afternoon in Chicago before Tara and Todd get in. And then we'll go do something tonight. But I'm just going to go shopping. So it took like 45 minutes to get into Chicago and then an hour and a half to get out of it. And I was exhausted, but the shopping was great. But that night we all went to dinner to the Cheesecake Factory. And you know, when you haven't really done Cheesecake Factory in a while, it's really exciting. I mean, a Buffalo Blaster.
Oh, I really enjoy those. I actually don't eat the fried part and just eat the middle.
Yeah, the whatever canned cheesy chicken dip
Yes. That's
in the middle. They were delicious. Solid cheesecake moment. Todd Kapp was happy. Todd Kapp forced me to have a glass of wine because he was having a beer and he didn't want to be the cheese standing alone. All the way up!
And I was like on a drinking strike that night, I think.
Well, you were tired. I mean, you'd just gotten in. And Todd Kapp's like a big, strong man and you're just like a dainty little flower. So it's like, it's a different story when you get to drink right off the plane. But yeah, then we had the like very commanding idea to go see a film, and we'd all been excited to see The Girl on the Train.
Right.
Right. And had you
We
read
went
the
to
book?
The most beautiful I didn't. And okay, we went neither. To the most beautiful theater. Schaumburg really was killing it with that. I mean, we were in a full flatbed.
Yeah, it was
they
it was
like brought out a comforter and a pillow. That theater was insane. Full down flatbed. They offered comforters, pillows, you know, eye masks.
It was solid business class. I mean, I had something sticky on my chair, but I like completely committed. And we never really have time to go see movies. So it was really awesome that we got to share that experience. I mean, you got to sit between two beautiful, glorious men. I mean, me and Todd.
Sure did.
But the movie really sort of shocked me because I identified with all three heroines of the movie. And they all have like issues. They've got issues in life. They got issues with men. We're not going to give anything away because you guys should go see the movie because my
good.
New husband's in it. his name's Luke Evans. Wait, let's tell everyone, like, it's been so long since I've felt the touch of a man that I have decided that I am of a, you know, a reasonably good stature that I can just Instagram stalk these people. And like, I'll meet them via television. I'll be like, oh, Luke Evans, like, oh, I've read in your Wikipedia page that you're an openly gay dude and you're British and I just saw you in your movie and I love you. So I took it upon myself. He probably has no idea who I am.
You wrote to him?
I wrote him on Instagram Instant Messenger.
Response?
Like, no response, of course, because I'm a scary person. And I basically wrote him. I was like, you were brilliant on the train.
You were brilliant on the train.
You were brilliant on the train. That's what I said to him. And then a heart emoji, of course. Purple heart, not red, because red means romanticism. Purple's like, oh, I want to be your friend.
Friendship.
But yeah, I have these like love affairs in my mind with these famous people that have no idea who I am, and I just start reaching out to them. I've started to do a Man Crush Monday on Mondays, hoping that, like, James Franco will write me and be like, I've loved you forever. Let's get married.
One of these days it might happen, though.
I don't know. Because, and I'll tell you why, I had the good fortune of, while I was in Los Angeles, filming with Tyler Henry for Hollywood Medium, which is a program on the E! Channel.
Nathan.
So, Tara already knows because I obviously told her everything. But
Nathan
he told
is
me
a
in the
key
next
word.
2 months... All right, now, don't interrupt me because people out there that are listening need to listen up.
Okay.
Everyone, perk those ears up, sit up
especially
straight, listen to what I'm about to say.
If you're blonde and blue-eyed and named Nathan.
You weren't supposed to interrupt me.
Perk up, Nathan.
Nathan, or Nathaniel, or Nate, or anybody out there that has a friend that may or may not be light-haired with light eyes and named Nate, Nathaniel, or Nate. I was told that in the next couple of months, I'll be meeting a gentleman that lives in a different place than me.
Hopefully
that is
Los
around
Angeles.
My age. Well, you're hoping for Los Angeles. I am hoping for Middle West. There are a lot of like fair-haired, fair-eyed gentlemen in the Middle West because of all the Scandinavians that immigrated there back in the day. But anyway, I'm supposed to meet Nathan. And if our listeners could help me out, that'd be great. If you are Nathan, definitely write Tara.
Reach out, please.
Reach out to Tara via Twitter. Or Instagram.
Yep.
You can call our managers.
I'm waiting for you, Nate.
Nate, Nathan. It'll free up a lot of Tara's time because
and then
I mean,
maybe even if your name is not Nathan, and you're a gay man that would like to date Johnny, just feel free to text me via Instagram.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm ready to set you up with anyone.
Do you
Nate
find me
or
exhausting,
not.
Especially when we're drinking? Do you find me exhausting just talking about how lonely I am all the time?
No, I don't.
Okay.
What was so funny in the the Uber yesterday? I said if I could buy it for you, I would. I can't remember. I felt like your mother because when sometimes you do say something like that, you're such an amazing person that like anyone would be so lucky to be in your life. And I can't fulfill any of these needs you have. I feel like your mother, where I'm like, oh, God, I wish I could just buy you whatever you want. The shiniest, handsomest young man there is for you.
The loveliest gentleman. I would love to buy him for you.
Whatever.
I mean, now we're getting into prostitution and pimping, which this conversation usually heads
no,
towards.
I mean buy him for good.
Oh, okay.
You know, like.
Well, I mean, that's the difference between buying and renting anyway. Like, when you rent, it's just for a minute.
Yeah.
We're
no,
purchasing.
Full on purchase. No, no, you cannot return.
No.
Well, like, he will sign a contract with me.
Yeah.
I will love Johnny forever and ever.
And ever and ever, and I will kiss the ground he walks on.
And understand Tara and Johnny's strange relationship. So, Johnny. Everyone knows we love our Raiden bags,
yes.
Our luggage. I mean, black and white, they come across really well in photos. They are beautiful. Obviously, the lead designer from Beats by Dre designed them. So you know you're going to look good. But this was the first time, because we travel together a lot, and we're always pulling our little Raiden bags behind us. And this was the first time, though, Johnny, that it saved your life.
Yeah, because first of all, I hate my phone. Like, as much as I cannot use it, I try not to. But there are times when, like, it's Sunday or Monday and you have to prepare for the week and there's a lot going on. And, like, I had a flight delay and I was just sitting there, like, scrolling through Instagram looking for pictures of you and I on our broadcast. And my phone died. So instead of, like, fighting with, like, hordes of other people for the one outlet that's available next to my gate, I plugged my phone directly into my suitcase. And people were like, oh my gosh, like the clouds parted, the sun came shining down on me, and people were like, can I get a hit?
You know what I did, though, that I'm realizing? I didn't notice it till this weekend. Do you know how smooth the bag rolls? I've always had the rollers, but I noticed Todd was laughing at me last night because I almost feel like I'm skating because it's so smooth. I like to, like, give it some room and let it, like, swirl in, and then it makes real tight corners really smoothly. I would like you next time that you take your bag to the airport to try this because it's fun.
Yeah, and I mean, in addition to, like, how smooth it rolls, how pretty they are, which, you know, is, like, number one for us, they're just awesome. Their capabilities.
Yeah, I mean, it charges your phone five times. Mine is, I still haven't recharged it. I'm just sort of testing the limits here.
Yeah, I like I haven't recharged mine. It just kind of is sitting there blinking at me, ready to go at all times. The fact that you can hook it up to your phone, I mean, that always fascinates me with anything, whether it's a bank card or a suitcase, but mainly because it's a suitcase. Like, who else has a suitcase that hooks up to an app on your telephone? But it can tell you where your bag is within 150 feet. Like, if
the
it's
weather
behind,
in your city.
If it's behind those little, like, mud flaps that the luggage comes through at the airport,
right.
It'll tell you it's 150 feet away. Don't worry. It's here. If you're sitting on the plane and you want to be sure that it's underneath you, like, safely in a nook,
there
it'll
it
tell
is.
You if it's 150 feet away. It'll give you airport information of where you're traveling from and to. If you lift it by the handle, it'll
gives
tell you
the
how
weight.
Much it
That's
weighs.
My favorite part. Bottom line is we love Raiden. And, Johnny, you know this happens. When we fixate on something that we love, we really fixate on it. And the point is we want Raiden to know that we're sending you to Raiden to check out these bags because we love them.
It's www.RaidenSmart.com/T&J. Now, all that's spelled out, www.RaidenSmart.com/T&J. I don't know about you, honey, but when we go into skating events, like, we're really good at, like, pushing the sport of figure skating and make it seem really joyous. but, like, I see some of these people that, like, wrecked a lot of the beginning of my life that either work in Federation or, like, are just have been in skating forever and just aren't, like, their publicists or managers or whoever they meet, coaches, that just really, like, were never nice to me. And then they try to be nice now because we're the mouthpieces on television talking about them and their ice skaters. Or, like, you were their friend, and then they talk differently to you now because they haven't seen you in so long, and you look like this crazy circus freak on
I mean,
on
skating
television.
Is such a weird world. It really is, and it's like I feel like that's why we're so in tune and on the same page. Like, we love our sport more than anything, and I think we really respect what these skaters are going through, but all the people that surround them and how this sport actually is run and the politics that are part of this sport – you know, it's not just to say like, oh, that's bad for the sport. I think we have very personal ties where, you know, you have these memories and these times when you were growing up in the sport where you realize how devious and, terrible some people can be, in this sport and how your family was affected by it and how you were affected by it. And it's just, it's sort of a crazy thing. And then when we're sitting up there in our little booth in, you know, a totally different world, now it's just crazy to see it still happening.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one thing I'm excited about is that a lot of the people have stopped even coming over to say hello to us. Because, like, guys, we always have a certain sort of bird nest position over the ice. So we have, like, the top billing, we can see the best. We have, like, the best seats in the house next to the judges. Not next to physically the judges, but, like, they have the best seat. We have probably the second best seat in
right.
the house. But before, like, when we first started working, people would sort of, like, saunter by or at least smile and wave or, you know, come up and be like...
Skating people.
Yeah, skating people. Hi, how are ya? Because we, you know, we do sit far enough away from the audience that people don't run over and are, like, screaming at us
Johnny,
while
do you
we're...
know why? It's very clear why.
Why?
Well, because in the beginning, they didn't know that, like, we will continue to say exactly what is on our minds and that they have no bearing on changing the fact of that.
So here's the thing. Like, we have to deal with these people that are in power of what really is a very small world. So we sort of have to work alongside people that maybe weren't nice to us when we were skating. They're running the sport. Power can go right to your head. Even if you are in charge of something in a really small way, like, there have been other life opportunities that Tara and I have both had where the Figure Skating Federation, who has no jurisdiction over our lives in any way anymore, will contact our people and just be like, what is this? Or what are they doing? Are they going to talk about us?
I mean, the thing is, it's like what I hope we bring on our broadcast. And I know there's, you know, in skating, you have a lot of skating groupies. You have these hardcore fans
who
that
know more than we do, by the way,
because they dedicate their lives to this. And we do, too. But I think it's nice to keep a broader perspective, because if you ever got so deep in that hole, you become so, you know, one track about what you feel and think about skating. But
well, we lived that way for so long, right. And we're actually skating. We're, so it's a
yes,
different thing.
It's a different thing. But the judging in figure skating, it is what it is. And I think for so long, you know, the sport has tried to just skim over the fact that it's very subjective
and political
and political. And, you know, you would hope that the way we speak about it, we're trying to be as clear and honest to the public as they're watching this competition. But I think in turn that pisses off a lot of people in the sport and makes them very nervous.
Well, it certainly does, because we're not going to promote the skater that they are very clearly politically promoting if they skate poorly.
Exactly.
Like, we have an obligation to our audience, especially in this era of reality TV and, you know, being able to watch a Kardashian get her ass waxed and, like, doing all that stuff. You have to be really open and really honest with an audience if they're going to take you seriously. And that's what you and I try to do. And I think what most non-skating fans like
enjoy
about us.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you tell me about Terry crying? Because I missed this moment.
So Terry, all right, everyone, we went out to dinner and we had a couple glasses of wine because we had like an early night.
At Chicago Prime, right? Wasn't that?
Chicago Prime Italian.
Italian was great. And although we got the arrabbiata penne pasta and it was so hot.
It was
I ate like three noodles.
Yeah, I had three noodles and it's still like I can still feel it burning like a tar pit in my stomach days after. But we had a good night, and like I had a few glasses of rosé, and I say few, and it was exactly three. So you guys know the condition I was in. But anyway, I was still good enough to like be a member of society. Like I could still have a conversation and stuff. But we had planned to go out all together with Terrence, our partner on our broadcast. He's our play-by-play, like Terry Gannon. He's an amazing, amazing voice. He's been a part of figure skating for a long time, despite being like a basketball dude and having guarded Michael Jordan in his own basketball career. Like, he's an awesome, awesome guy, and he's our
pretty
dear
cool
friend. Yeah. So him and Andrea Joyce, who's our sort of sideline reporter, who also has been in skating for a long time, we were all going to go out to a team dinner, along with Todd Kapp, Tara, myself, and Nia, our friend and our hair and makeup mistress. So we were going out, and then it was just like bedlam in Chicago because of the Cubs, I suppose. Yes, the Cubs. Trying to get into the World Series for the first time since 1945. And Terry is from the greater Chicago area. He's from Joliet, Illinois. And these sports teams, like, I never got into sports. Did you when you were little, like, so into it?
No,
like that?
No, figure skating.
Yeah, just figure skating, like, and diets. Like, that's all
ice
we had time
blades
for. Yeah, maybe, like, I got into Beanie Babies for a minute, but that was pretty much it. I had the Princess Diana bear. I had the Shamrock bear. Like, I was in it. Also Furbies.
Loved Beanie Babies.
But, so, yeah, we went out to dinner. Terry and Andrea were going to go with us, but then decided to stay in the lobby of the hotel because they had some makeshift sort of, like, viewing party happening. You know what, hotel? Thanks for nothing again. they had this makeshift seating area with big TVs so everyone could watch the Cubs try and make it into the World Series. And they were playing against the Dodgers. See, look how much I know.
Yeah. Actually, Johnny, before you continue.
I'm just regurgitating this from Todd Kapp, by the
way.
He told me most of this.
Well, exactly. So Todd did this one-hour show on the Cubs. I watched it, and it was so – I mean, I know he's my fiancé, but he is very talented. And I am a tough critic. I mean, you know this, Johnny. Anyone that I've ever dated or been in a relationship with,
yeah,
they're, you know, I've always probably thought, you know, they could do this better when it comes to their job or career. They sort of seem talented, I guess, if I think about it hard enough. You know, I was just never as sort of in awe of a boyfriend / fiance as I am with Todd Kapp. But he is really ridiculously good. And I, not being a sports fan, not really knowing much about baseball, sat and watched this and felt very invested in the Cubs. If you asked me a week ago, you know, when they won the last World Series, I would have guessed, I mean, Chicago, I know the name Cubs.
Like,
I would have said, like, I don't know, 3 years ago. So So I realized after watching Todd's show that that's not the case. And I just feel very attached to the fan itself, himself, herself. And I was so pumped when they won. So, yeah, I felt like I was part of this Chicago this night, Chicago memorable night. Yes. So anyway, go on.
So anyway, Terry and Andrea did not go to the dinner with us. We were out at dinner. The four of us, Nia, you guys, and myself, and we were just having a great time. We got back in time, like, the game was ending, and I ran into one of our, you know, our research people down in the lobby, and you and Todd Kapp had gone up for the night because you were sleeping after your vino, and you guys had gone up, and I was sort of just down there standing, and I look over. And Terry, like, has seen it all. He's worked in sports forever. He had his own sporting career. Like, I rarely see him get emotional about things. Sometimes he gets excited, but emotional, I've never seen it. And we've watched a lot of great moments together. So I look over, and he'd had a glass or two of red. And
he's tearing up. How did I miss this?
I apparently missed, like, the sobbing crying by a couple of minutes. But Andrea then told me, like, oh, yeah, Terry, he was, like, shaking, crying a minute ago. And then I look over at him, and his nose was running, and his eyes were all glistening. And it was the cutest thing I've seen in quite some time. Like, this big, strong man just completely just in awe of the Cubs. And it made my weekend. Aside from being with you and Todd Kapp, like, it just made my weekend to see Terry cry and to see him vulnerable like that.
I mean, yesterday on the broadcast, it was a real rough morning. I mean, we had the ladies event the night before. It was like, you know, live, and we were just like really like excited for our first run of the season. And then, you know, we woke up on a Sunday and had to keep that energy going. And some of the skating in the first warm-up group of the men's event was questionable.
Well, that was just the one performance that we made each other laugh.
I had to have my hand on the cough button the entire time. And this was probably the closest during this performance that I thought I could laugh on air. So I was like, Tara, the best policy in this situation is just to not speak.
Just like you had to stop a thought right like dead in its tracks.
I stopped. So I said like one sentence and all of a sudden, I mean, I can feel your energy without even looking at you, and I could, like, almost see your, like, arms, like, starting to, like, shake and your hand pushing the cough button, and I just stopped mid-sentence. Like, I probably just said, look at his leg.
Yeah, leg, and then you had to stop.
Stop. Like,
I'm sorry. I apologize profusely. I mean, you've done it to me several times in our career together.
It was so bad, though. It was like that feeling in church when you're not supposed to laugh and you're, like,
dying. And here's the thing. We don't laugh at the skaters. We just laugh at the situation that we're in. So we always have to sound super educated and have, like, quick thoughts and quips. And, you know, sometimes we get stuck talking a lot so we can explain ourselves properly. But in general, we keep it really quick, succinct, smart. That's how we like to do it. But sometimes we just get caught up, and sometimes the skater isn't good. I mean, this particular skater had written in his bio that he doesn't have time to really train his skating because he's in school. And, like, for us, that's a huge slap in the face because, I mean,
and I think you thought I was going to say that because I was talking about, like, a quad or something. And I knew I was going to say it. I was going to say, you know, he's said that he doesn't have time to train the quad. And I knew if I said that it would, like, I would do the full-on laugh. You know, before I had time to reach for the button.
Well, it offended me. So I was offended by that quote in his bio that we get, because we have an amazing research team that, like, gets us statistics. Miss Sarah. We get, like, statistics and numbers and little things that we may not always know about each skater, but it's all there for us. It's all in a binder. We know how it works. Like, it's all there. But this boy, like, just really was giving it to us. And then, like, another time, like, you say things that you think are meaningful, like the bird.
Okay. Can't. Like, Terry started laughing at that one.
Yeah.
Forgetting the best comment of the day. So Terry goes, it was a Pirates of the Caribbean program, and he was in his pirate outfit.
But you didn't. But
skating
that wasn't even
so
true.
You weird.
Just, you
sometimes.
Weren't even listening to him.
It really is like Halloween.
I mean, you were a little off yesterday anyway, because you were just like, we walked into Starbucks at 10 in the morning. I don't know if you guys saw this on our Instagram or not. We walked into Starbucks at 10 in the morning, like 10. Most people have already been up for 3 hours, up and out, like already in the pumpkin patch. And we walk into this kind of deserted Starbucks, and Tara's like, Wow. It's great to be up so early before all the rest of the people, isn't it? So quiet. I'm like, Tara, it's 10 in the morning.
So I also think from my Meniere's disease syndrome that I have.
Don't blame it on your syndrome.
No, I think that sometimes I have like a bit of hearing loss.
No, you just weren't paying attention.
No, it happened
twice yesterday.
I think so. Wait, we'll talk about the first one. So Terry was talking about this kid's outfit, right? And so the problem is, it's not sometimes you're paying attention, but you have so many things that you're like looking at in your notes and things you want to say and things that are happening, and you're trying to like, you know, pay attention to so many things, and scores are coming up and blah, blah, blah.
People are talking in your ear.
Yes. So what happened was I really did hear it. I thought Terry goes, oh, wow, I like his costume. And I thought in my head, oh, that's strange. Like sometimes Terry doesn't really get involved in, you know, this manly basketball man doesn't get involved into the fashion of, you know, the figure skaters. So I go, oh, you like that, Terry, in that type of tone. What Terry really said was, oh, he lost some of his costume. And then I go, oh, you like that, Terry. And he looks at me very strangely. And I'm like, what? I thought, you know. And then when we got off air, he's like, I said he lost his costume. I said, oh, I thought you said you liked his costume. Anyways.
In those situations, I think it'd be great if we learned how to sign. Like how to do sign language.
Sign language.
Yes, just so we're sure, like, even with your affliction, that you'll still be able to understand what's going on. Because you did it to me, too. I said something about, like, a stat from long ago. And then immediately after, you repeated the exact same stat. I don't know if you realized that happened or not. But just, like, there really is so much that we have to focus on when we're up there. You have to watch the performance while listening to the style of talking of both of your broadcast
when
partners.
You can't step on anyone's toes. You can't blah, blah, blah. Yeah, there's
you know,
a lot that
really
goes on.
Hard.
It's so difficult.
So difficult.
Johnny, can I tell you a funny story about last night?
Yeah, as long as it's quick, because it's kind of our we're wrapping it up.
Well, I don't know. It could be long. But anyway.
Okay, I like a long story. Okay. We'll go over this.
Okay, so.
Everyone on your cardio machines, keep running.
So we get out of the airport last night, and Terry's with us, and Terry scoots out into a nice black car, you know, sedan. Someone's picking him up, and there Todd and I are, and we're like, okay, let's get in the cab line. Oh, do you get a car too?
Yeah.
Oh, well, since this is the NBC podcast and I'm announcing it, maybe I should get a car too.
I mean, probably you should.
So thanks. So anyway, we get on the cab line that is literally 20 minutes long. Like, no cab is coming. I'm like, ugh, I just need to, like, go get dinner and a glass of wine and see my dog. And so we finally get in this, you know, minivan cab, and it was the weirdest experience from the start. We step into the car, and there's no, like, seats. There's no, like, front row seat. So there's just, like, this big space, and then all the way in the back, and it's a very long van, is – you know, these seats, and they're almost like bucket seats. So, like, my legs are lifted off the ground, and I'm sitting in the seat, and we have a nice, like, Russian driver. And I was like, oh, where are you from? Because, you know, I took, you know, I studied 6 months of Russian, and I know 6 words, and I get very excited if I see or hear someone who might speak that language, because I want to show off and be
because
like...
Then you're immediately, privyet.
Privyet. Меня зовут Тара. So, you know, I'm just waiting for that moment. And but you have to sort of scream. Like, I needed a megaphone in the back to really hear him. And then he's so funny. He's like just ridiculous. And he's like, I have stories for you. And so he's like telling us these stories. And then he really does think he's funny. He's like, oh, I had this like comedian in my cab yesterday. And he's like, oh, you should come to the comedy club. And so this guy is like very just outrageous, telling these terrible stories. We're going through a tunnel that we cannot hear him at all. Okay. And he's just like talking. I am doubled over in laughter, and Todd's trying to keep it together, going, uh-huh, sure, you know.
He's like, Ewan. That's what he was doing.
It was so weird. It was the weirdest experience. Then we start to get into, you know, I'm pulling up my emails, trying to remember my Russian to show off, and I'm like, oh, you know, like saying a few words. Then we're like talking. Then I'm feeling very like, I'm in love with our cab driver. It just feels like one of those feel-good situations. And we're all friends. And it was just really fun. And then he starts talking about Russian skaters, and he knows them all. And then I'm autographing his cab list booklet, whatever that is. And anyway, that was our ride home. It was a heartwarming experience.
Well, I'm proud of you for trying to use your language skills.
I mean,
that's the whole point of learning another language.
Yes.
Me llamo es Johnny. ¿Dónde están tus pantalones?
Johnny, I have been loving my Diff sunglasses. The pink aviators are amazing. I'm going to make a bold statement here, but they might be the best sunglass they have. Everyone stops me, and I'm like, oh, yes, Diff eyewear.
Oh, yeah, they're Diff eyewear. But in addition to that beautiful styling and a very, very reasonable price point, the great thing about Diff is that for every pair of sunglasses that you or I or all of our fans purchase, a pair of glasses that are needed for reading, writing, and arithmetic are given to a person in need in the developing world. So every pair of sunglasses that we buy, it gives somebody the gift of sight. Because of our newfound love, we reached out to Diff, and we got you guys
a code.
An amazing discount.
Yes. So you get 15% off if you use the code TJDIFF. And the website is DIFFeyewear.com.
So go visit Diff and check out all their styles.
So, on that note.
But we do think all 3.17 billion listeners that we do have, including both of the drag queens and the three dudes that listen to it, and the rest of you ladies, thank you very much for listening. We really love you and appreciate it so much.
Wait, do you think we have no dudes listening?
I think we've got about two, and definitely two.
I'd like them to reach out if we have any dudes listening.
Yeah, dudes, if you're listening,
let us know you're listening.
Let us know. Let us know on our social media, which is at Tara and Johnny. That's our joint one on Instagram and Twitter. We've got at Tara Lipinski and at Johnny G. Weir. On both of those platforms. And we look forward to your subscriptions because we like doing this. We enjoy it. We love letting you guys in.
I do love when we get tagged in an Instagram and it's like two girls on a run and they're like, oh, we're listening to Tara. I don't know why that makes me so happy. Happier than going on TV is this podcast.
Well, also, we don't have to like get made up for this. And it's a lot like
I just feel much closer to our listeners somehow.
I do
feel
too.
I feel like we're
really
all just having, you know, a glass of wine and chatting.
Yeah, and that's what we love to do, and we love, love, love doing this, but we can if you don't subscribe.
So thank you.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. So thank you guys very much, and until next time, bye.
Bye, guys.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.